Sadly, Governor Abbott's gone stupid in the virus panic, closing state parks and historical sites, claiming it'll help prevent gatherings of large groups of people. Is he accurate? Park officials said they were having a hard time enforcing people's social distance. Well, to a large degree, it's not their responsibility to ensure individuals keep distance among themselves outdoors, and it's not an achievable aim even with parks closed. Those who don't take social distancing seriously will simply ignore such elsewhere. Why I use the harsh language of Abbott going stupid is because it seems he and his advisors have been panicked into ignoring something they and all other officials should be thinking about a lot, the law of diminishing returns. The law of diminishing returns affirms that to continue after a certain level of performance has been reached will result in a decline in effectiveness. In other words, you may get 90% of the population to social distance, but no matter how you ratchet up tyrannical restrictions, even up to full police state, you would not greatly change the behavior of the remainder of people. Proof is shown with drug use. Penalties exist in every part of society, from employment to prison sentences, and yet a large number of people still take dangerous pills and inject and smoke things that could kill them instantly or way down their risk scale, lead them to jail. But they do it. Piling restrictions on top of restrictions will not significantly change the behavior of those with high risk tolerances or the inability to judge risk. Thinking it will is stupid, sort of how liberals never judge outcomes, just intentions. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.